The unemployment rate has fallen to its lowest level since 2000, 3.9%. That's according to the Labor Department report today. The economy also added 164,000 jobs in the month of April. And there have now been 91 straight months of job growth, one of the longest expansions on record. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So first of all, I guess when you look at that unemployment rate, 3.9%, you'd have to call this a pretty strong jobs report. What's behind it?
Well, the U.S. just continues to have this somewhat slow but very reliable and steady economic growth that really hasn't overheated to the point where companies have been too aggressive in hiring and then need to lay off. And the main reason for that is, interest rates have picked up a little bit lately, but historically they're still very low compared with history. And the recent tax cuts also are helping companies, giving them that extra confidence to keep the job growth going.
But that number, 164,000 jobs added in April, was actually lower than what economists were expecting, right?
It was. It was a little lower than expected. Then again, the March number was revised higher by about 30,000, so 30-some thousand. So it's not too huge of a—
Well, and this one may be revised higher or lower next month. They always change these things.
Yep.
The African-American unemployment rate fell to 6.6%, which is the lowest level since 1972.
Right. Well, and possibly even longer than that. Remember, that's when the data goes back to 1972 on that metric. So it's the lowest in the data we have in history. And it's interesting to look at the jobs report and see what categories of jobs saw the best growth. They're very interesting and somewhat encouraging. Professional and business services, for example, added about 54,000 jobs. They've added about 500,000 over the past year. So that's, a good sector of mostly well-paying jobs with good pay and benefits. And elsewhere, manufacturing, mining, and healthcare all saw decent jobs growth. So some good industries to see growth in.
And part of the reason why the unemployment rate fell is that people are leaving the labor force. The number of people employed or looking for work fell a tenth of a percentage point to 62.8. Why are people leaving the labor force?
Well, so it's important to remember this is a number, labor force participation, that actually peaked in the year 2000 and has been steadily going down. It hit the lowest since the 1970s in 2015. And then it's kind of stabilized where it is here. So, yeah, it's up or down at any given month. But over the last few years, it's been pretty stable. And there's a lot of debate about this. The government gives you the numbers, but not a lot of color on the explanation. I think one big thing is that when it peaked earlier in the century, you could almost look at that as when the baby boomers were, raising kids, sending them to college, and really needed two members of the couple working. And now that they're sort of over that hump, some of the older members of the prime age working force are falling out of the labor force.
And what about wages, Mike?
So the wage growth was a little bit disappointing. Year over year, it was up 2.6%, down a little bit from 2.7% in the prior month. And it's kind of a conundrum for economists, because when the unemployment rate gets this low, you would expect those wages to pick up, but they haven't quite yet. So there's a lot of debate about it. People think that in this particular economic cycle, due to things like technology and inflation not being that strong, that it might even have to go a little bit lower before its wages start picking up more.
That's Mike Regan at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.